And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 19th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. NFL Week 2 in the books. Craziness. I'm a Dolphins fan. That was beautiful. Go Pack Goes, wrapping up a Sunday night right now in the fourth quarter, running out the clock on the Chicago Bears. Great day of football action. Baseball still alive and kicking for another couple weeks here on the Diamond. So we'll have you covered here for the most part, Monday through Friday, based on the slates. We've got seven games for you on this Monday, starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, so get ready for that. If you play in season-long leagues, there's a 1:10 p.m. Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time game. So if you have weekly lineup blocks, keep that in mind as well. But if you have any other questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. You can join us on the free Fantasy DJs Discord, chopping down all the sports up in there, so come check that out as well. And if you get the podcast, rate and review on iTunes and Spotify, that'd be great. Bench with Bubba coming at you a couple times a week this week, barring schedule conflicts, so that'll be good as well. And always pressing PGA DFS podcast. We'll be back and going for you on a Monday as usual. All right, seven-game slate here. Let's get the totals on this one for you. You got Astros, Rays, total of 7. Cubs, Marlins, 7. Tigers, Orioles, 8. Nats, Braves, 8.5. Mets, Brewers, 7. Giants, Rockies, 11.5. So you got Coors Field and then some pretty nice pitching matchups, actually. So it's going to be a fun one to break down here. When I looked at the pitching already, it's kind of tough because you got like Max Scherzer's returning from the IL, 10-9 at Milwaukee. That should be great. He went 3 2/3 in his rehab start. It is Mad Max. I imagine if he takes the bump, he's a full go. So I'm not that worried about that. But, Milwaukee, 22% K rate, 239 average, 107 WRC plus over the last month. If you want to pay up for Mad Max, I get it. You totally can. You don't have to, but I get it. You could almost save $1,200 and just go Clayton Kershaw at $9,700 getting the Arizona Diamondbacks through 7 shutout with 5 Ks last time he faced the D-backs. And then prior to that, a great start against the Giants. Now he's fully stretched out. Well, I say fully. He's still only thrown 82 and 86 pitches in his last two starts. Threw 92 a few starts back. So they're not going to let him go super deep, but he's going to get his. He's a lot cheaper. Arizona, 22% carry versus lefties, but more importantly, hitting 210 with a 67 WRC+. So if they do make contact, they don't do a lot of damage with it. And that's where Kershaw can thrive and get stuff done, hopefully go deep enough in the game to make some fancy value. So if you want to go Kershaw at 97, you totally can. Scherzer's in play at 10-9. Drew Rasmussen, I have no problem if you want to get freaky at 91, but you don't have to. The next guy I do like a lot, though, is Kyle Wright, $8,800. I was all in on him last time. He got 18.4 against the Giants, should have got more, but there was a couple of issues out in the field, but he still got the job done. Could have been a much bigger game. Now he's at home against the Washington Nationals, a team you definitely know we can pick on. 18.7% carry by the Nats, which is quite impressive. He keeps dropping. Every time I do articles, every time I do this show, I look, their numbers keep dropping. They're getting better at the plate, which I thought was crazy because I thought that would go sky high when Juan Soto left, but it has not. They're not striking out a ton. They're hitting 284 versus righties over the last month with a 117 WRC+. So it's not a cakewalk by any means, but I like what Kyle Wright's been doing. He's adjusted some things on the mound, looking a lot better, so I don't mind him at 8,800. Edward Cabrera at 75 at home against the Cubs. He went 98 pitches in his last start, so he's fully stretched out. It's just a matter of can he keep the ball in the ballpark and control the walks. He's given up 5 home runs in his last 4 starts, and he's walked 11 guys in his last 4 starts. That's the bugaboo. Other than that, he gets you strikeouts. He's very effective. He limits damage. There's a lot to like when it comes to Edward Cabrera, not to mention he gets the Cubs almost 25% carry versus righties over the past month. So Cabrera at 75 is in play. My favorite pitcher on this slate, especially when it comes to price per dollar, is Wade Miley at $6,600. At the Miami Marlins, Miley's made 2 starts coming off the IL. Got up to 75 pitches last time. He increased from 69 prior to that. So we're guessing 80 to 85 pitches this go around. He got 16 points his last time out, which at 66 I'll take. But it could be even better, especially going deeper in the game. Gets the Miami Marlins a 26.5% carry versus lefties, hitting 197 with a 63 WRC+. They are horrific. One of the worst teams in all of baseball versus left-handed pitching. So I'm going to give Wade Miley the nod in that one. So recapping your pitching, you got Scherzer if you'd like. I like Kershaw at 97. Kyle Wright at 88 checks the box. Edward Cabrera at 75 and definitely some Wade Miley. So it's pretty much Miley, and then who do you want to pair him with? What bats do you want? That's the key for this slate for me at least. We'll see how things break down as lineups come out on Monday. Let's talk about those bats on this slate here. Catcher's position for you. Adley Rutschman versus Alexander at $5,100. Very, very nice. Baltimore very much in play versus Mr. Alexander. Some cheaper options technically. Elias Diaz and Coors at 43. First, Jacob Junis, he could be in play for you. Even cheaper, if you want to get crazy, Carson Kelly at 34 versus Kershaw, because if Kelly can do anything well, it's hit lefties. But what I want to do is Joey Bart in Coors at 28. Looks very, very attractive to me against Chad Kuhl. That's like a misprice, unless Bart's just completely kabooey. But even if he's struggling like he is right now, I'll take him at $2,800 if he's in that lineup. So he'd be my punt at the position right now. First base for you on this one. You got Freddie Freeman against Merrill Kelly. That's totally fine. but I'd rather go elsewhere, save a few shekels. Like Matt Olson versus Abbott at 47 is very much a play. Abbott is not good. So Atlanta, very strong play on this slate. So Matt Olson at 47 is good. Christian Walker versus Kershaw, 4K if you want to get freaky deaky, is not too shabby. But Toglia of Colorado, he's first base outfield eligible. He's $3,300 versus Junis. He'd be a guy to take a look at, even though he's kind of struggling. Does have a lot of power in the minor leagues. So he'd be something worth keeping an eye on. Other than that, there will be an occasional guy that checks the box when lineups come out, but those will be my main targets at this point in time. Second base position for you here. You got Mookie Betts. Still, why? I don't get it. But you can go there if you want. He's always in play. But Wilmer Flores of 48 and Coors is in play. Jeff McNeil versus Burns. Yeah, I think I'll pass. Thairo Estrada at 43 is worth the look for you as well. Vaughn Grissom at 37 is a pretty solid value, all things considered, on this slate. Gavin Lux is back. He's $3,600. Ramon Urias at 3K is not too shabby versus Alexander as well. Be a nice little one to take a peek at. Other options for you. Might be about it, actually. It's a weird slate because, like, the teams you usually want to use bats for are facing actually pretty darn good. Like, you have Scherzer versus Burns. Like, so there goes your Mets and your Brewers bats right out the gate. Third base position, Austin Riley at 55 versus Abbott. It's very, very nice. Very, very nice. McMahon at 48 versus Junis is fine as well. And the Rockies and Giants as a whole are pretty cheap, especially the Giants. So you got that going for you as well. Other guys down here, Evan Longoria at 36. I'm kind of naming a lot of the same guys. Ramon Urias. Don't mind Brian Anderson if you're not using Wade Miley. He's $2,900. He'd be a guy to look at. Emmanuel Rivera at 27 versus Kershaw. Jaime Candelario has been scuffling, but he's $2,500 versus Tyler Wells if you want to get kind of goofy with the punt play. I don't hate that one. It's not one of my favorites, but I don't hate it, if that makes sense. Same with Clemens of Detroit at 2K. Like, you could do worse. You could definitely do worse. Shortstop position for you here. You got Lindor against Burnsy, but Trey Turner at 55. Dansby Swanson at 53 is very, very nice. Other guys down here, like Javi Baez hit his 14th home run of the season on Sunday. Write that one down, folks. That was entertaining to see 14. But Gunnar Henderson at 34 is very, very nice. Jorge Mateo at 34 is not bad. Henderson's third base shortstop eligible. You got Brandon Crawford and Coors at 34. He loves Coors Field. Even when he sucks, he still hits very well in Coors Field, so keep that in mind also. So there's a couple shortstops for you. Not a lot of value on this slate. Not a lot of value. Outfield position for you. Jordan's always in play. Same with Mookie. But Acuna at 57 is not too shabby. Mullins at 55 versus Alexander. Hopefully lefty-lefty keeps the product down there. Going below 5K, Anthony Santander at 49. I like that. Michael Harris II at 48 versus Abbott is not too shabby. You got Thairo Estrada at 43. If you want to fade Cabrera, hoping he gets out early, get Marlins bullpen. You got guys like Ian Happ at 42. There's an angle to that if you want. It's not my favorite because you're also in Miami, a very good pitcher's ballpark. So it's kind of a lose-lose. You got Yastrzemski at 4K. Other guys down below 4K. Now you got Jake McCarthy at 37 versus Kershaw. Toglia at 33, like I talked about earlier, against Junis. Lamont Wade should be leading off. He's 32 versus Cool, but keep an eye on that. Austin Hayes is a good value versus Alexander at 31. He does hit lefties very, very well. Lane Thomas at 3K. If you're not using Kyle Wright, it's not a bad one-off. Lane Thomas has been very, very good. So he's in play if you need to, only if you need to. Other guys down here, the Franmil versus Cabrera at 2,500. I could see Jose Siri versus Garcia at 24. Siri went deep on Sunday. Again, like if Luis Gonzalez in the Giants lineup, he's $2,300. That's a good value. Just not a lot of value on this slate. It's really crazy. We usually get a ton of value, and there's not much at this point in time. So check lineups. Maybe we'll get some cool stuff that pops up in the value department, but nothing really stands out at this point in time. Recapping your pitching, if you want to go Scherz at 10-3 or 10-9, fine. I like Kershaw at 97. I like Wright at 88. Edward Cabrera has my attention at 75, and Wade Miley at 66. It's pretty much Wade Miley, and who do I want to pair him with to get the bats I want? And the bats I want are like Baltimore versus Detroit. I love Atlanta versus Washington, and then you got Coors Field Special, which is very, very nice as well. But that'll do it, folks. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDYentric. If you need some other help, we have the Fantasy Degens Discord. It's free, and it covers all kinds of sports. So come check that out as well. I'll be back with you guys with a bigger slate on Tuesday or Monday night for your Tuesday action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 19th edition. I'm out.